reported in the Detroit Free Press that Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville has introduced a bill seeking to bar graduate student research assistants from unionizing in Michigan. Now, today, this morning at 11 o'clock, Senator Richardville is holding a Senate Government Operations Committee hearing in Lansing regarding the newly introduced bill. And we've got on the other end of our line, University of Michigan Research Assistant Jeremy Moore. He will be testifying at the hearing on the bill, and he's with us this morning. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm good, Johnny. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the program. Now, you are a graduate student in electrical engineering at the University of Michigan. What do you hope to do when you graduate?
I'm not sure. Possibly looking at going and finding a faculty position, or else go to work for a research lab in industry.
Why do you feel you should have the right to unionize?
I think that graduate student research assistants are public employees, and you know that all public employees of the state of Michigan should have a right to democratically decide if we want a union.
Why do you think that Mr. Richardville is against this?
I'm not sure, actually. I think that the Board of Regents and the university's official position is that we are employees, and a majority of graduate student research assistants have signed cards supporting an election. And so I don't really know why the state legislature wants to insert themselves into this process and try to take away our voting rights.
I can remember this coming up some years ago, and the reason they don't want you to unionize is it's going to cost universities and colleges more money to pay you folks.
I'm not actually even sure that that's the case, but I think this is certainly politically motivated. I think we're being targeted here because the Republican legislature doesn't like unions generally.
Jeremy Moore will be testifying this morning in Lansing. The bill is called SB 7 or 971, which the Senate Majority Leader, as we mentioned earlier, Randy Richardville, introduced and recently amended to include a provision specifically banning graduate student research assistants from unionizing. SB 971 also includes a slew of other anti-union measures that seek to weaken collective bargaining. Now, we will have some union officials on the program tomorrow. We have reached out to Senator Richardville, and he has not responded. We hope to have him on the program tomorrow. But it looks like he's doing everything in his power to hold you back in these efforts, Jeremy.
Certainly seems that way.
Do you feel that research assistants are paid fairly, treated fairly by colleges and universities?
Well, that's a complicated question. I think that many people are. Certainly the pay is not bad compared to other universities, but there are things about the system that could be improved with collective bargaining. I think it would give us more of a say in the direction of our research and our education.
What could be improved?
For example, at the University of Michigan where I work, there's not a very clear grievance procedure for people who have problems with their advisors or with any aspect of the university, and we don't have an official voice in speaking to the university as a group, even though we're a large group of employees.
All right, Jeremy, stay on the line. We're going to see if we can schedule a time for you to come back on the program tomorrow and tell us about your experience today. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you.